everybody. Welcome to your practice. It is so good to have you here. Good on you for carving out this space right here, right now, to pause, to deep dive, to heal, to nourish yourself, body and mind. We'll begin our practice today by finding, so taking your time with it, finding Shavasana, your supported corpse pose on your back. Maybe you double up a blanket, put it underneath you. You can grab a bolster or a pillow for under your knees, pillows for under the arms, the tail, the back of your head, a rolled towel under that curve, the crook of your neck, eye mask, eye covering, pillows to go over top of you, your coziest socks. Take as many moments as you need to find and make your way into Shavasana, into your resting pose, a shape that feels good and right for you. Palms can be up and down, up or down, maybe not and, although one palm up, one down, it could happen. Pull those shoulders down, broaden the collarbones, lengthen through the spine with that scooped pelvis and tucked chin. Space between the arms and the torso, space between the legs, they're about hip-width distance apart. Toes flop, fingers curl, jaw unhinges, the brow defurrows, a smoothing out, ironing out of the forehead. Head is heavy. So spine is long, not feeling out of alignment in any way. Make sure you're supported, warm, and cozy. Close down the eyes, deep diving as you do. And bring your awareness to your body, to this body, resting down on your mat, the floor, in your bed, wherever you find yourself situated. Feel the body as it rests here, in this shape, on these supports, under these supports. And could you visualize your body as if you were looking at it from the outside or above? Maybe you're looking down from the ceiling, or you're standing in this room looking at your body resting. Notice what you see. Visualize the room where you're located. Remember what it looks like here. The walls, the ceiling, the floor, the colors, the objects, the lighting. Land here. Take a huge belly breath in through the nose. Make some noise and let something go here. Release through the mouth. Big exhale, elongated exhale. Again, through the nose, down to the pelvic floor and up past the crown of the head, out through toes and fingertips. Through the mouth, let it all go. Release and empty. Last one here through the nose. Fill bottom to top and out. Keep going. We're going to hold this one at the top. Fill to the brim. Hold. Maybe one more sip or sniff in and up. Hold for 5, 4, 3. It's going to be a big cleanse here. 2, 1. Big sigh. Let it go. Now feel your body breathing without control or any manipulation of any sort. take a few moments to be the observer of how and where your body is breathing. Body being breathed. A simple yet profound practice to anchor into the present moment. A few moments with yourself, unguided yet always supported by me. Notice the breath, this continual life force energy, cleansing you, renewing you, clearing out any sticky, stuck, cobwebbed areas, grounding you even deeper into this moment. Befriend the breath. Now, keeping the breath organic, still being the witness, simply channel, guide, direct the natural breath into the cave, the epicenter of the heart. Breathing here, noticing what wants to arise, what your body, what your heart is communicating to you, through you now, as you breathe through the heart, as you breathe to the heart. Creating a sankalpa, setting the tone, creating an intention for this practice based on who and how you are in this moment. And what you need to know, to remember, a seed you need to plant on this page of this chapter in your life. I am free. I am connected. I am humble. I am patient. I belong. I matter. I am seen. I am whole. I live with intention. I follow my light. I am. Let your heart communicate to you, through you, the words, the feeling, the vibration of your sankalpa. Repeat it 3 times from the heart to the mind. And through every cell of your entire being, your sacred sankalpa, your heart vow, 3 times, unhurried, unapologetic, full send. And we will now begin our rotation of consciousness using the subconscious mind. I will name parts of the body, and as I name each part, let your awareness, your attention flow into the epicenter of each part as it's named. And see if you can do your best to let go of everything other than my voice, my vibe, and whatever sensations may occur during this process. Notice them, feel them, befriend them. We'll begin with the thumb on the right hand. Let your awareness flow into the right thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger, all 5 fingers together, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder joint, the right armpit, right side of the chest, right nipple, right rib case from top to bottom, through right ribs into the waist, to the right hip, right thigh, right knee, the kneecap, sensing the shin, the calf, right ankle, heel. Awareness flows to the sole of the foot, top of the foot, now to the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Let your awareness flow to the epicenter of the left hand thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of hand, back of hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder joint, left armpit, left side chest, nipple, left rib case, top to bottom, from ribs to the left waist, left hip joint, thigh muscle, left kneecap, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, awareness up and through to top of the foot, sensing the left big toe, second toe, epicenter of left third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now let your awareness flow now. Land at the top of the head. Then feel your attention moving now from the top of the head to the whole forehead. Then the epicenter of forehead, your third eye. Land at the eyebrow center. Awareness flows into the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eye, right eyelid, left eye, heavy left eyelid. Slide the awareness down the bridge of the nose to the tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, the space, the wall between the nostrils, the upper lip, lower lip. Now the line, the space between the lips, then inside of the mouth. Feel the upper palate, the roof of the mouth, the back of the mouth, the upper part of the throat, the root of the tongue, middle of tongue, tip of tongue. Now underneath the tongue, the floor of the mouth. Now feel the whole mouth, the whole tongue, all teeth, gums, and both lips all together. Jaw, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right lung, left lung, epicenter of the heart, middle of the chest, the upper belly, mid-belly, low belly, sacrum. Feel the whole right leg, foot and toes, whole left leg, foot and toes, the entire right arm, hand and fingers, left arm, hand and fingers. Feel the torso, the head and the neck. Feel the whole right side of the body, the whole left side of the body. Feel both legs, feet and toes, both arms, hands and fingers. Add in the torso, neck, face, and head. Awareness flows through the whole body. Become deeply aware of your whole body all at once. Allow your awareness to rest in the whole body. Whole body resting. Bring your attention to your breath. Simply notice the breath flowing in and out through the nose. Begin to tune in to the sense of flow of the breath, noticing that this flowing breath never truly rests or stops. It is always in motion. Follow that motion, follow the movement of the breath in and out. Flow of breath in and out equally through both nostrils. Stay with the flow. Notice the breath that never fully rests. Always in movement. Natural breath constantly flowing in and out through both nostrils. Now bring awareness to the left nostril only, breathing in only through the left nostril. Feel that breath flowing. And then breathe out through the right only. Through the right, feel the breath flow in and up. Then out through left nostril, breath flows out and down. Left side, breathe in. Right side, out. Right side, in. Left side out. Mental alternate nostril breathing, flowing side to side. Breathing in this way, a few rounds of cleansing, healing, flowing breath. Continue in this way, breathing side to side, following the flow, noticing this breath in constant motion from side to side, always flowing, never resting. Now let go of the mental alternate nostril breathing. And the next time you inhale equally through both nostrils and exhale out through both nostrils. Whole nose breathing. Now, let your awareness and your breath flow down to the epicenter of your pubic bone. And then when you inhale, imagine breath and energy flowing up from the pubic bone to the top of your head through your spine. Then exhale, feel energy and breath flow down from top of the head, down through the spine to the pubic bone. Continue this flow of energy up and down the spine in this way. If you like, you can visualize this breath, this energy as a ball of light, of luminous light, or whatever allows you to feel the energy as it flows up through the spine and then back down. Stay with this flow. Breathing in, feeling the energy rise from pubic bone to top of the head. And breathing out, feel the energy move from top of the head, sliding down the spine to the pubic bone. Energy and breath flowing in the body, ceaseless in its movement. Follow the flow. Now, after your next exhale completes, release the breath. And could you begin to cultivate and create the sensation, the inner experience of dryness? Begin to feel drier and drier. Losing moisture, maybe starting in the mouth, noticing that you're becoming more thirsty, all moisture drawn out of the mouth, feeling drier and drier. You've never felt this before. The body so dry, shriveled up, desperate for even a drop of water. Feel the internal sensations of dryness. Now call to mind, to body, to every cell, the sensation, the felt sense of moisture, moistness in the body. Start to feel moist, damp, wet, almost like you were enveloped by a cool dew or in the middle of a dew drop. Feel moist, wet in the entire body, in the mouth, through every cell. Now flow back, slide back to the sensation of dryness. Feel dry. Now moist. Dry. Moist. Now release those two sensations, neutralize, and begin to cultivate to remember a time when you felt deeply angry, livid, very, very angry. Let go of the memory, but remember how it felt to be angry in the body, how it felt to be angry in the mind. Feel the felt sensations, the emotion of deep anger in the body. Now cultivate the sensation of peacefulness, remembering a time when you felt deeply, utterly, profoundly peaceful and at ease. Release the memory and feel this emotion of peacefulness in body and mind. Now return to the feeling of anger. Feel anger flow into peacefulness. Peacefulness flows back to the emotion of anger, then anger to peacefulness. Now release emotion, releasing opposites. Neutralize and bring your awareness to neutral eyes. And imagine that you are sitting on a beach, a bright, broad, exotic, beautiful beach. It's late afternoon, and you can feel the warm sun penetrating every pore of your skin. See the glowing teal ocean waters in front of you, the sand on the beach around you and under you, wide, warm, silky, and white. Now see a wave forming far off in the distance. Watch as this wave slowly makes its way, building size, momentum, power towards the beach, towards the sand. See the wave crest, peak, break, and then flow down towards the beach. See the foamy waves as it travels and thrusts up the beach, the sand towards you, but it doesn't quite reach you. It stops the foamy outline just before your feet. Now see the water pause momentarily, then reverse direction as it flows back into the sea. Bring your gaze back out to this vast ocean, looking off to the horizon, the line where sky and ocean meet. Notice the sun getting lower and lower in the sky. See yet another wave forming far out at sea. Watch the wave start to build as it moves in towards you, towards the shore. It gets higher and higher. See the wave peak, crest, then break and crash, flow down towards the beach, to the sand. Washing up once again through the damp, silky white sand, landing just before the tip of your toes. A quick pause before it retreats and flows back into the endless teal ocean. Now, as you look out to the ocean, to the horizon where the sky meets the waters, see that day is turning to night. The sun is setting over the ocean, merging into it. Continue to visualize the waves starting, breaking, crashing down on the beach, and the waves flowing back out to the now darker teal seas. Waves breaking on the beach and flowing back out to the endless sea. The once blue skies, now black, with twinkling stars and a full moon creating sparks of crystal light on the now dark, dark teal waters. You look down at your feet, still planted, still rooted in the silky white, damp sand. The earth holding you from below. And you notice that a large conch shell has washed up right in front of your feet, just off to the left. Notice its color, shape, size. Bend down and pick it up. Feel its weight, its power in your hands. And as you flip it over, you notice there is a message inside of this shell. Notice if this is a piece of paper, something else, you pull it out of the shell, open it up, reading the words of your Sankalpa. Not only in your hands from inside of this sacred conch shell, but also mirrored in the shimmering, illuminating, dazzling stars. Reading, feeling, sensing, reconnecting, reigniting the words of your Sankalpa. A profound remembering here from the epicenter of you. Repeat your sacred vow 3 more times, infused with gratitude, trust, and faith. Bring your awareness to the rise and the fall of your breath, the waves of your breath. Slowly feeling yourself beginning, if you choose, to rise to the surface of awareness. If you choose, gradually you can deepen the breath, begin to move the body as if waking from a long and restful deep sleep, slumber. Take your time. There is never any need to hurry, no need to rush. Remain in this deep inner experience of yoga nidra. Take your time. Infusing into this moment and then bringing with you, stick it in your pocket, a deep sense of peace, contentment, joy. As you make your way back to the surface, back to the present moment, with my hands at my heart center, with loving kindness, may you be happy. May you be well and safe. May you be peaceful and content. May you be completely at ease. I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.